From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on this day in Maine, January 28, 2021. Looking at Maine news, infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci this week endorsed double masking to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah agrees it's an option.
Wearing two masks is something that you can do. It's not difficult to do. All I would ask is that if you're doing so, make sure that the two masks aren't interfering with each other and that you still have a tight seal around your nose and mouth.
Shaw says medical-grade N95 masks should be reserved for healthcare workers. Last month, workers at the port of Mack Point spilled more than 2 tons of plastic into Penobscot Bay, sending trash onto the shore of nearby Sears Island. The spill raised questions about procedures at the port. And as Murray Carpenter reports, a recent notice of violation from the state DEP shows that the incident wasn't reported for a week.
The spill happened as compressed bales of shredded plastic from Northern Ireland were being unloaded from a ship for delivery to a waste incinerator in Orrington. Two large bales, each weighing about 2,500 pounds, went into the water. According to DEP, the lifting straps on the bales slipped as they were being hoisted to shore. One bale hit the pier, broke apart, and sank quickly into the water. The other fell to the water intact, drifted away, and sank slowly. Sprague Operating Resources, which manages the terminal for the state of Maine, didn't report the December 2nd spill. 6 days later, the DEP got involved after receiving a complaint about plastic washing up on Sears Island, just opposite the port. But when DEP contacted Sprague that day, no mention was made of the lost bales. It wasn't until DEP staff visited the site the next day, December 9th, that Sprague finally mentioned the spill. Sprague then contracted a crew to gather the waste from Sears Island, and many local volunteers helped with the cleanup. In late December, Sprague used sonar to locate the intact bale, which divers recovered. And in early January, DEP authorized Sprague to suspend cleanup efforts. DEP cited Sprague for discharging a pollutant to the waters of the state and asked the company to adopt standard operating procedures to avoid this type of spill in the future. The final resolution will likely include a fine. Meanwhile, little pieces of shredded plastic can still be found in the rockweed on Sears Island. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Murray Carpenter.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And join us tomorrow morning on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock, where the team looks back at the top stories of the month. I'm Jennifer Mitchell.